How has the process of joining a new team been for you?
Oh, it's been great. This past week and a half, you know, just the kind of workouts that these guys are doing, it's just impressive. It just reminds you of college and what it's about as far as trying to get in shape to play at the level that you need to play at this game. I think Coach Harrell does an excellent job. I mean, he's been kicking my butt for the past week and a half, so I'm excited about that.
What is your experience at each role in the defensive backfield?
Is experience meaning what? Can I play anything back there?
Yeah, I know you've been versatile, so what's...
I played mostly corner. I played a lot of nickel as far as inside throughout my career. But just being involved back there for quite some time, I feel like, you know, I could pretty much play wherever put back there. But as far as experience-wise, I think I've probably been in most situations that you can probably get into in the course of a game, you know. So I think I have some value there.
Do you feel like the role of the slot corner has kind of become more important over the last 10 years with the way the offenses have spread out?
Oh, yeah, extremely. I think if you look at where most of the balls are thrown, a lot of balls are thrown in there, especially with the way the game is turning now, where a lot of slot guys are getting a lot of balls. If you take like a guy like, you know, West gets the ball a ton in tight ends, you know. It's easier throws for the quarterback, and the fact that guys are just spreading guys out, and you create most mismatches inside there.
Even though you're coming to a new team, being a veteran, do you feel that you can help some of their younger cornerbacks here? And they do have a couple of young guys.
I think I can always help a younger guy. But at this point in time right now, I'm just trying to get myself ready to be in the best possible shape I can to give myself the best chance to help this team.
How's your knee?
My knee?
Yeah.
I ain't had a problem with my knee in a while, but you want to test it? No, I'm cool. My knee's fine, man. My knee's been fine for, I don't know, 2 years now.
Okay. Was it one injury or was it two separate injuries? I was trying to look that up, and I couldn't figure it all out.
As far as what? What are you asking me?
I know you
have. Have I had more than one injury in my career?
Well, the significant knee injury.
No, I only had one significant knee injury. I tore my ACL in 09. Mm-hmm. I had a scope on it, you know, after that. But as far as the significant thing, I think that's the only thing I had.
Mm-hmm. Scope
knee-wise.
Yeah. Scope was just to kind of clean things up? Or?
Yeah, that was 2 years ago, like I said, so it's been a while, but my knee's fine.
What was it like having to face the Patriot offense?
You can ask anybody. That's tough. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're one of the best offenses in the league, you know, and they've been that way for quite some time. You know, they put a ton of points up. They throw the ball all over the place, you know, to keep you off balance. So I'm excited to be on this side.
Yeah, so glad to get off that merry-go-round.
Yeah, I'm glad to. You know, I've faced Tom quite a few times, so to be a teammate of his is I'm grateful for that.
Had you had much interaction with Bill Belichick over the years, just as an opponent?
Not much more than I think any person on the other side of the ball would have with an opposing coach. You know, but I think as most players in this league, you know, when you see something that works for a long time as it has here, you know, you kind of admire it a little bit. So, like I said, I'm grateful to be here and just trying to work as hard as I can right now to put myself in the best position to help this team.
How did this come about for you? Was this a team that you kind of sought coming here?
What do you mean? Like,
is this something like you wanted, like to be a Patriot? Or
yeah,
like...
I mean, most definitely. I think I'm happy I'm here. I think if I had to pick a team to go to, you know, this would be the team. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm happy I'm here.
Why? I mean, why would you pick this
why?
Team? Yeah, sure. Explain
why
it.
Why do you think this team wins? Everybody, I mean, we play this football game to win. We play mm-hmm. this game because we love it first and foremost, but most importantly, we want to win. And this place has a great reputation of winning ball games.
Did you almost come here last year?
Yeah, I thought I did. That was close.
Tell us what happened then.
I visited here after I got released. I visited here, and then I signed right back with Miami next week. Like, 8 days, 7 days, or something like that. Whatever it was, just 1 week.
So you've been trying.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Do you embrace the idea of competition? You know, the rosters are going to be up to 90. They already have the team has a bunch of cornerbacks, some who had been injured last year, but a lot of cornerbacks already on the roster. Is competition something you embrace, be in the offseason or in training camp or in season?
I think to be around for a long time, you have to embrace competition. I think I've been in competition for, you know, since I came to this league, you know, from my first year in. And you have to embrace it. At my position, if you don't like competition, you're not going to survive out there.
How would you rank Devin with the two good young corners that Miami had?
Right now I'm not ranking anybody. You know, that's kind of not my job. My job is to get myself ready to play first and foremost. And once I get to that point, then I can probably help other guys. But as far as ranking guys, I don't do that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I got it.
Thank you.